Women are different from men. You may be saying there's a revelation, but there are gender differences in speech, biological differences among speakers. Speech and voice are among the human behaviors that are most readily, almost instantly, recognizable as male or female. And the gender of adults is usually identified quickly from the sound of their voices. Even in children, there are sex differences in anatomy of the vocal production, and physiology, and culture differences assumed by males and females in a particular society. A large number of sex differences have been described in studies of all mammals. These can help explain how various diseases and disorders affect men and women differently. For instance, some studies show that men are more likely to have gout and cancers of the oral and pharyngeal cavities, while women are more likely to have obesity along with diabetes and to develop thyroid tumors. Age is a potent variable in speech, hearing, and language. Females learn to speak earlier and are less likely to have disorders of spoken language, and they seem to recover faster from some speech disorders, and they seem to maintain their language more effectively into old age. Some studies tend to show that elderly females retain their abilities for speech longer than do males, and that the speech organ stays a little bit healthier in females than it does in elderly males. Speech and voice seem to have a life pattern of development from infancy to adulthood into later years in life. While males presented a steady and permanent decrease in language production from the ages of 31 to 50 years old, language production in females was abundant and healthy even past the age of 65 in quite a few studies that have been conducted. It's a fascinating subject, the acquisition of language and its development across the lifespan. Check out articles online on this topic if you're interested, and look through your library and bookstore on voice, speech, speech acquisition, and aging. It's a fascinating study. This is Betty Zeller-Seitz, VoicesVoices.com.